Hello, this is Andy Sylvester, and I'm thinking about tools for thought. This podcast series discusses tools and methods that can help us in our thinking. This series was inspired by the current software development in the tools for thought area, which includes outliners and personal knowledge databases. In episode 3, Ken Smith shared some of his philosophy on writing and thinking and the tools that he is currently using. As an experiment in organizing information for use, I propose that we try collaborating using the Instant Outline feature in Drummer and created an OPML outline to work with, titled activism.opml. In looking into the Instant Outline feature, I had the impression that it facilitated instant messaging type communication. In trying it out, Ken and I figured out that the person who creates the outline is the only one who can edit it. If someone opens the outline in Drummer, there is a lightning bolt icon on the tab of that outline. If the bolt is green, you are connected and will get whatever updated text is entered by the outline creator. So, one-way communication, but in real time. The two-way communication feature was part of the Radio Userland product created by Dave Weiner back in 2000, and perhaps it will return as Drummer matures. The next step we've explored is the idea of inter-outline inclusion. The OPML specification supports adding items in an outline that link to other OPML outlines. If an outline includes a link of this type, called an include, and the outline with the include is refreshed in Drummer, the contents of the included OPML file are pulled into the OPML file being refreshed. I am including some links to these files in the show notes. To me, this looks like a good way to proceed on collaboration. If a group of people were going to look at collecting information on a topic, and that topic could be broken into subtopics, the members of the group could each create an outline on a subtopic, and the outlines could then be combined in a single outline. Ken and I were each able to include other outlines within a test outline, so that feature in Drummer appears to work. Finally, I am looking for ideas on how to go about collecting information to be organized. I decided to create another outline, this is getting to be a habit, I think, called elections.opml. I am starting with collecting election information at the federal level. Then I will probably focus on the state of Oregon, where I live. I searched for federal election resources and found a number of good resource areas, which I added into my outline, creating a set of links. My goal is to spend 10 to 15 minutes per day adding content to this outline, and hopefully as I collect more content, that will suggest subtopics to add to the outline. I will include links to this file and an expanded version of the file using the Instant Outline Viewer. I hope that listeners to this episode will take a look and perhaps give Drummer a try. Dave Weiner is looking for more testers. LittleOutliner.com is also available to anyone with a Twitter account to try out creating OPML outlines. I also did a quick test of inter-outline inclusion, and that feature is also working in littleoutliner.com, so that is available to anyone. That's all for this episode of Thinking About Tools for Thought. You can look at the show notes for this episode to find links to the files and topics discussed during the episode. You can reach us at info@thinkingabouttoolsforthought.com. I look forward to hearing your thoughts about tools for thought. Take care.